Changes to police disciplinary processes should be considered, including holding officer misconduct hearings in public, a review by the North's Policing Board has suggested. It follows cases of sexual harassment and misogyny highlighted by the media. The board has written to the Department of Justice there, making a number of recommendations which would require changes to the law, and has urged the PSNI to make better use of its sacking powers. Alison Morris is a crime correspondent and columnist with the Belfast Telegraph and is with us now. Alison, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning.
Why was this review carried out? Tell us about some of the cases involved.
It was carried out, as you said, because there was a number of high-profile cases, one of them being that of Sinead McGrady, who made a complaint of sexual harassment against a senior officer. She was a civilian member of the PSNI staff, and that wasn't dealt with in a manner that I think would be satisfactory in any workplace. She ended up going public in relation to her complaint. There was also a spotlight investigation into a group of officers who were involved in a WhatsApp group where racist and misogynist messages and jokes were being shared. And then there's an ongoing case which is yet to be concluded about a police officer. It was a number of officers who were involved in anonymous Twitter accounts, and one of those was later during investigation found to allege to have taken a picture of a suicide victim in various states of undress and shared that in a WhatsApp group. And the fact that these cases were either not dealt with properly or were taken just too long to be dealt with. And so one of the recommendations is, first of all, these disciplinary hearings take place in public, which is what happens in other parts of the UK, and that they're heard by a independent legal expert rather than by an assistant chief constable, which is what happens presently.
The one of the recommendations by the policing board is that the PSNI make better use of its sacking powers. What happened to any of the police officers involved here?
Well, the issue that happens and that's the reason why these things take so long, and then that becomes very frustrating and obviously damages public confidence, is that the PSNI will often tell us that they have to wait and see till the Ombudsman, first of all, finishes their investigation. Then if there's recommendations for prosecution, they're saying that they have to wait until they're completed before they can deal with internal disciplinary. So the case that I had mentioned to you about the pictures of the suicide victim,
Yes. There
was another person investigated as part of that. They were from Northern Ireland, but were serving with Manchester Police. The Manchester Police Authority was able to investigate that person. They were prosecuted, they were convicted, they were disciplined and sacked, all within the space of a year and a half, whereas in Northern Ireland that case is still not completed. It's still with the Public Prosecution Service. That person was only sacked quite recently after spending over 3 years suspended on full pay. So you can see why the public become angry and frustrated at how long these cases take.
And police misconduct hearings do happen in public in other parts of the UK. They haven't traditionally in the North. These recommendations will go to the Department of Justice, where, well, there isn't a minister at the moment.
No, there's a permanent secretary, but they wouldn't be allowed at this point to make such a controversial decision. The reason why they're not held in public in Northern Ireland dates back to our security situation
Yes. And
the conflict in the safety of officers, but I'm not sure that they can continue to use that as a reason for holding these disciplinary hearings in private. But that would require legislation change, and that then would require a Justice Minister, which we don't have clearly because we are still in a state of political crisis with the DUP refusing to nominate to the executive.
Alison Morris, Belfast Telegraph Crime Correspondent. Thank you for speaking with us this morning.